You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you, and pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I gotta... Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Worthy, think about such things. And whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen. Run to the book of Judges. You know what? I'm going to come to Judges. Amen. I know that the Lord dropped that, but let's hit this. Let's go here. Amen. I just want to follow the leading of the Spirit. Here's Paul. Paul's talking to his partners in the book of Philippians. In the book of Philippians, and you can be seated. Amen. People that were partnering with him in ministry. Amen. How many know that if you partner with people in ministry, you got to be able to get along, right? Oh, glory to God. And so, here he is. He's talking to his partners. As a matter of fact, when you begin to read the book of Philippians, always kind of keep that in mind. He brought it to the forefront right at the beginning. Amen. And daughter, I want you to, you can start reading. Let me get to my little notes that I wrote out last night. Amen. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 8. I have the NIV. It might be a little different, but hey, all right. And so you can read, daughter.
Philippians 4 and 8 reads, "Finally, brethren, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is honorable, whatsoever is just, whatsoever is pure, whatsoever is lovely, whatsoever is gracious, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think about these things."
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise God. First thing he dealt with, he's telling us to think on these things, but he said whatsoever is, let me get there. It's true. Somebody say true. Whatsoever is true. Whatsoever is true. Everything running through your head ain't necessarily true.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again. Everything running through our heads is not necessarily true.
Amen.
If it contends with the Word of God, oh glory to God, there's a good chance that it might not be true. Oh, glory to God. Let me say this here. You can be highly anointed, but our thoughts can be jacked up. I've been kind of teaching on strongholds, strong ways of thinking. Amen. I'm just, you know, I just believe God got me in that vein. Oh, glory to God. And I believe it's going to help us in partnering together, coming in here thinking as one man. Amen, somebody. So I'm going to say that one more time. Oh, glory to God. Everything running through our heads, oh, glory to God. If it, you know, we may think that it's true, but it might not necessarily, somebody say, be true. Amen. Amen. And so whatsoever is true, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Then the next one he says, whatsoever is what? Noble. Noble. I'm just kind of getting to my notes here. This word noble is speaking of a higher class of people. Oh, glory to God. At the same time, and this is something that, you know, I wrote down as the Lord was kind of dropping it in my spirit. Oh, glory to God. At the same time, it speaks of righteousness. And Paul is telling us to think on these things. Now, look at this now. Okay, all right. So I'm going to give you the definition of noble. Noble, it's the hereditary class with high social and political status, aristocrat. Oh, glory to God. It means people that are noble born. In other words, can I tell you something? Let me say this. He's putting them in mind of them being a higher class of people. Sometimes we can be a higher class of people, but we're still thinking like a lower class of people. Okay, all right. And also, I see y'all smiling. What's going on? did I hit something that y'all was dealing with?
Just our thought pattern.
Thought pattern? Sunday school? Oh, okay, well, praise the Lord. I figured it had to be in Sunday school because I saw everybody light up like, whoa. So we thank God for the confirmation. But it also means having or showing personal qualities or high morals, principles, or ideals. So it's similar to righteousness, virtuousness, good, honorable, honest. So all is speaking of two things when he's addressing them and he's telling them to think on these things. And he's saying, hey, you know, think on things that are noble. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Because a lot of times, that's it. We're dealing with low-level thoughts. All right. We're stuck on low-level thoughts. Oh, glory to God. See, because sometimes, and I was going to say this for when I went over to, the book of Judges. But sometimes we can be a product of our environment. Come on, the atmosphere that we came out of, the household that we came out of. Everything that our parents did, the way that our parents thought, all of that stuff wasn't necessarily right. Come on. Oh, glory to God. And so, when we get born again, can I tell you something? This is one of the reasons why God tells us to renew our mind. Somebody say, God, fix my mind.
Fix
my mind. Oh, glory to God. First off, you know, sometimes the road to your mind being fixed is the acknowledgement of, guess what? My mind is jacked up, it's broken. Come on, it ain't right. My thinking ain't right. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, I had some relatives and they thought that everybody was after them. Okay, all right. I'm just telling the business on my side of the family. Come on. They thought that everybody was after them. Everybody was trying to harm them. Come on. How many know that something's wrong there?
Yeah.
All right. Something's not right there. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so anyways, we need God to fix our minds. Shall I go there, Lord? Okay, not yet. All right. All right, and so, let me get over there in the Bible. Why am I way over still in this other book here, Philippians? Well, I should be over there with you all, but I guess I got my phone, and I'm kind of going back and forth. All right. I heard that. My beautiful wife over there. Can I tell you something? That's why I tell my wife how beautiful and good-looking she is, because guess what? When some man comes along and try to tell her that, she ain't gonna, oh, and just fall into his arms. Come on, why? Because guess what? But I'm just telling you. Because some things, I'm glad you said that, because it just came to mind and I might as well put it out there, because sometimes we wonder why, you know, people just fall into the arms of other people. How many know that it's important that we encourage one another? Come on, encourage our spouses. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I'm not waiting on nobody to tell my wife she look good. I tell her she look good all the time. Now, she may roll her eyes at me when I tell her. Hallelujah. She don't be believing me. She be like, you just like your daddy, you know. But I'm like, hey, hallelujah. He is my dad. He was my dad, you know. Ooh, glory to God. I see my sons. They cracking up. They looking at each other like, all right. Okay, and so whatsoever is, what were we on, daughter? True, whatsoever?
Noble.
And whatsoever is, somebody say right.
Right.
Whatsoever is right. Hallelujah. There can be things that are, I hope you guys are writing some of this down or recording. There are things that can be true but not right. I'm going to say that again. There are things that can be true but not right. Are y'all getting this here? I'm kind of teaching today. I'm going to stay in that vein unless the Lord slide me up out of that. Oh, glory to God. How many know? Okay, let me set an example. How many know God wants you to work? Bible says, if a man don't work, he don't eat. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. I see y'all, what y'all laughing again? Y'all hit that one too? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. So that's true.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But it's not right if you got a job at a topless bar. Okay. So it could be true that God wants you to work, but it don't mean you can't. It's not right for you to work anywhere. I ran into this brother, and I'm like, you know, he's like, you know, I remember when he gave his life to the Lord and stuff, jail and prison ministry, and he got out of jail and stuff, and he was telling me he got a job, and he told me where he got the job at, and I'm like, brother, that ain't God. God ain't gonna give you a job like that. You need to find another job. You too excited about telling me about that job anyways, you know? Well, guess what? I got a job at, you know? Y'all getting anything?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. We're just going deeper into this here scripture because sometimes, sometimes we can just be kind of reading over this here stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's the next one, daughter? He says, pure. Pure. Whatsoever is pure. I mean, I know when something is pure, I mean, there's no contamination in it. So if I go to a jewelry store and they tell me that, you know, this gold, necklace is 100% pure. That means that guess what? There's going to be no metal in it. If there's anything else in it besides gold, how many know that it's contaminated? Okay, all right. So how many know that sometimes, okay, I won't say sometimes. How many know that if we add our corrupt thoughts to what is pure, okay, all right, because that's what the Pharisees and Sadducees did. Oh, glory to God. We contaminated. If we add our corrupt thoughts to what's true, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all getting this? Okay, all right. All right. What's the next one, daughter? Whatsoever is lovely. Whatsoever is lovely. That was my fault, Dave. I got too close to that mic. When you look up this word lovely, it means fair, it means fit, it means sweet. Oh, glory to God. That probably got rid of a whole lot of Christians right there when they say sweet. But how many know that, let me say this here, when you're dealing with a person, are you thinking about being fair with that person? Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we can be dealing with people and not necessarily being fair. We just want it our way. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Fit. Fit. This word fit means suitable, appropriate, proper. Okay, all right. Is it always fit to give somebody a piece of your mind, oh, glory to God, in church? Anywhere. Come on. Okay, all right. If it's not proper, it doesn't fit the occasion. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on, because we're talking about what? Partnering with people, right? We want partners in the ministry, right? Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want people to come in to partner with this ministry, right? Okay. All right. All right. And where were we at, daughter? Which one?
Admirable.
Admirable. to admire. Somebody say admire. Admirable. That's a hard word for me. No, it ain't. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah. I'll just say it means to admire. You can shorten it up to admire. In other words, there's nothing wrong with people admiring you. Oh, glory to God. Because one of the meanings of this word admire means to love. Oh, glory to God. People love some people love their pastors. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Some people adore their pastors. Their supporters, their devotees. There are people that are fans. Oh, glory to God, of certain teams, football teams. Oh, glory to God. And so God wants us, tell somebody, God wants us to admire one another. Okay, all right. And so let me say this here. You ought to be able to find something that you can admire about a person. Can I tell you something? I love my wife and she loves me, but we don't always necessarily like each other, like things that each other do. Come on. But the love that we have towards each other causes us to overlook each other's shortcomings. Amen, somebody. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then even that love, a lot of times, just give the other person a pass. I mean, I know the Bible says love covers a multitude of sin. Amen, somebody. So love ought to cover, oh glory, you ought to be able to find something good to say about somebody if they pray good. Hallelujah. Tell them they can pray good. Come on. If they sing good, it's okay to tell somebody they can sing good. Glory to God. We don't have to be critical about everything everybody do. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. I'm sitting around and I'm just critiquing everything. How many know that's what they did with Christ? They critiqued everything that Christ was doing. Christ could be up there and they were like listening carefully, but they weren't listening carefully to get blessed. Come on, they were listening to critique. Come on, to find fault. Come on, we will not be fault finders in here, but we will be love finders. Somebody say love finder. Yeah, love finder. I'm just telling you because this is what God gave me because, you know, at the beginning of the week, and I was like, okay, God, why you got me in the book of Philippians? Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. What else? Praiseworthy? Yes. Whatsoever things are praiseworthy. Hallelujah. It's amazing because I have been reading the book of Philippians, and it took me till last night to find out what the Lord, you know, I was reading, well, anyway, never mind. All right. I decided to read through the whole book. That's when it jumped off the page. Whatsoever is praiseworthy. Hallelujah. And I'm going to say that again because what I just said the last time kind of falls up under praiseworthy. Find something that you can praise or something that you can say that's good about a particular person, even if you don't like them. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. How many know some stuff will break stuff in us? Amen. Oh, glory to God. When you fellowship in a church with particular people and you can't find anything good to say about them, something is wrong with that picture. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, because praise means to say something good about someone or something. Hallelujah. So sometimes you got to sit back and say, all right, I'm going to find something good to say about that brother, about that sister. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just like you heard me when I was saying earlier, when I was saying something about the musician, that's praise. That's praise. It's not the same type of praise that I give unto God, but I'm praising them because they did a great job. Amen. They were anointed. Come on. They sung the songs that God wanted them to sing. You could discern the weight of God on the music. Amen, somebody. Because when you're not singing what God wants you to sing, come on, ain't no weight on it. It may sound good. It may move you emotionally. But how many know we need songs that God got his weight on? Amen? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so, oh, glory to God. What's the next one, daughter? That was it?
Excellent or praiseworthy.
Okay, excellent. Let's hit excellent. Hallelujah. I usually try to get my wife to print this here stuff out, but I was up kind of late and I was tired and I fell asleep. Hallelujah. Think on things that are excellent. Hallelujah. Things that are going to help you excel. Excellent. Think on things that's going to help you to excel. If you got a thought that's running through your mind and it's not going to help you to excel or to go forward, you need to throw it in the trash. You need to denounce it, rebuke it, tell it to go, pack his bags. Let that joker know you ain't paying no thoughts here. I mean, you ain't paying no bills here. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why is thoughts running through our heads and they ain't paying no bills? Okay. All right. Things that are going to help the ministry to excel, your ministry to excel. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes that when you got a ministry, sometimes the enemy will come and try to beat you down. Amen. Try to make you think that you are not effective. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Things that are going to help your brothers and sisters in Christ to excel. Things that are going to help you to excel spiritually. Oh, glory to God. This is why the Bible tells us to meditate on the Word of God. Meditate on the Word of God. Oh, glory to God. Meditate on, it's a good way of saying meditate on truth. Sometimes we're not meditating on truth. Oh, glory to God. And so guess what becomes truth? Our mind, what we're thinking. That becomes true to you. Amen, somebody. And so we got to begin to meditate, somebody say, on the truth. The Bible says the truth will what? Make us free. It'll make us free. Amen, somebody. It's not like, see, you can know the word, but not meditate on the word. Okay. It's all right. I ain't getting a whole lot of amens in the amen corner today, but that's... But praise God. I believe that. See, because guess what? I believe that this word is helping us as a church, as a whole. Amen, somebody. All right. All right. Things that are going to stop you from always being depressed. Oh, glory to God. You got to think on things that's going to cause you to excel. Oh, glory to God. You won't be around there all depressed. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Things that are going to stop you from being oppressed. Depressed, oppressed. One of them means the short term, but the other one means long term. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes the enemy come and he you know, anyways, I won't go all into that. All right. And so, let's see. You know what? I'm going to, since we got communion today, I'm going to cut that short because I got a lot of good stuff and I'll wait. I'll save it the next time. For the next time. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. But everybody point to your mind. God, fix it. Fix it. Fix our thinking. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Show me what I need to do. Show us what we need to do. Oh, glory to God. Concerning our minds. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, glory to God. The Bible encourages us to what? Meditate on the word day and night. There, you know what? The enemy will fight you in the area. He don't want you to think that God wants you healed. Come on. And so that's a strong way. It's a strong way of thinking because the enemy is like God's not going to heal you. God's not. He'll just keep playing that thing back and forth. Come on. Oh, glory to God. There are some strong ways, but what we do, we meditate on the word of God. Oh, glory to God. The Bible says it makes our way prosperous. Oh, glory to God. Prosper means to move forward. We will move forward out of that thing if we meditate and begin to prosper and excel in the word of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. This helping anybody?
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Come on, let us all stand. Amen. I know God is a fixer. I told you all, I said, you know, when one day I was praying, and I think I was studying about strongholds, and the Lord let me know, because they told me that my oldest son had water on his brains, oh, glory to God, and so we wasn't expecting him to be right mentally, come on, and so we weren't expecting him to be right, the doctors were not expecting him to be right, amen, somebody, the devil is a liar. But we didn't receive that. Can I tell you something? The Lord let me know. Okay, I'll put it this way. How many know that for him to come out right, God had to fix his mind in the womb? Okay, all right. All right. So God is a mind fixer.
Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sometimes, come on, let me say this. Sometimes we know when our thoughts aren't right. You could be up in this here church right now. You know something's going on up in here. Something ain't right. And I need God to fix her. He's a fixer. Oh, glory to God. He knows how to break the gates. Come on. He know how to destroy the yokes, break down the gates. Come on, tear stuff up. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Bible calls him the breaker. Oh, glory to God. Put your finger right up here. Oh, glory to God. Put your finger pointed at his mind. Come on, Eddie, because it's just like an alcoholic. Until you acknowledge that you are an alcoholic, until you acknowledge some things, come on. Sometimes we'll keep with that same old pattern. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. And so you got to begin to acknowledge it. God, my thinking is not right. Come on. My thought patterns are not right. Come on. Something's broken. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Open your mouth and say it. Hallelujah. Something's broken. Something's not right. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Help me. Oh, glory to God. Fix what's broken. Oh, glory to God. Get that hand up there, Lawrence. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Ask God. Point to your mind. Point to your mind. Come on. Ask God to fix what's broken. Fix what's broken. Fix what's broken. Oh, glory to God. Deliver me. Set me free. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Fix my mind. There are some times when people have gone out and they've gotten on. Okay. I'm going to know that medicine. I remember one day when I had a toothache. Oh, glory to God. And I told my wife and she gave me some antibiotics.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your
praise
copy
the Lord
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there.
Welcome
God bless.
To Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. John's the author of the best-selling MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. This is Denny Nugent with today's question, which comes from a listener named Lisa. She asks about the tension between divine election and human responsibility. Her question, if God chooses who will be saved, how can he still hold sinners responsible for not believing the gospel? What does Scripture say about that, John?
The bottom line in the Bible is that no one is saved by his own power, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit, says the Old Testament. And the New Testament puts it this way, who are born not of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The New Testament is clear about the doctrine of election, names written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the world, chosen in him before the foundation of the world, predestined, all of that's in the Bible. It is obvious that if God chooses some to be saved, he passes by others. That is what Scripture teaches. The balancing aspect of that, however, is that God holds all people responsible to put their trust in Christ and to be saved. Now, while those two things seem mutually exclusive, the Scripture lays them side by side. The sinner is responsible if he rejects. He is accountable if he rejects the gospel.